You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while theatres remain closed due to coronavirus. And can I just start with the minor celebratory announcement that this is actually our 50th episode of Spotlight On. That is including a few extra bonus episodes that were released for special occasions or midweek, but this is our 47th Sunday episode and therefore our 50th overall, which is just mad. I don't think anyone possibly envisioned theatres staying closed this long when all of this first started last year. But, you know, we are where we are, and I am fully committed to keeping this podcast running until theatres open properly again, whether that's in a few months' time, fingers crossed, or in another 50 episodes. Only time will tell. But thank you for joining me, whether this is your first taste of Spotlight On or whether you've been here with us for nearly the past 50 weeks. And it seems pretty fitting that the topic of this, our 50th podcast, is actually one of my all-time favourite musicals. It's Jason Robert Brown's Songs for a New World, which, if you listened to the live show earlier this evening, you'll have heard the song The River Won't Flow from Songs for a New World. And honestly, I love the music of this show and personally think it's probably some of Jason Robert Brown's best music, even if the show itself isn't as famous or as mainstream as things like The Last 5 Years or Parade, for example, both of which are also by Jason Robert Brown. In fact, Songs for a New World was Jason Robert Brown's first ever produced show and originally ran off Broadway in 1995. And it's sort of an abstract musical. Like, it lies somewhere between a musical review and a song cycle because all of the songs are connected by a central theme, that being the moment of a decision. But the songs don't necessarily all fit together and the characters all change throughout the show, although you would probably still say that each one has their own individual developing character arcs, even though each one is made up of different composite characters. It's all quite confusing and difficult to explain, but if you like excellent music that is entirely story driven, then this is 100% the show for you. And the good news is that a virtual production of Songs for a New World will be available to stream online as of next Sunday. It stars Ramin Karimloo, Rachel John, Cedric Neal and Rachel Tucker, and was originally created last year and filmed entirely in isolation in the performers' own homes. I actually happened to watch it then, not really knowing all that much about the story of the musical other than like a few songs, and well, I just fell in love with it instantly. It went straight to the top of my most listened to musical cast recordings, and I'm so, so excited to see it back now. It'll be available to watch online via stream.theatre on Sunday the 21st of February, where it's like a so-called live performance that you need to watch at a designated time. But then it'll be available on demand, still at stream.theatre, from Monday the 22nd to Sunday the 28th of February, where you can watch it at any time that suits you and as many times as you want. Tickets cost £15 plus a £3 transaction fee and are available at the link here in the post. I've also put in a link for a little behind the scenes video about this production where the cast talk a little bit more about how the heck you go about staging and recording a nearly 2 hour long musical in your own home, as well as another link to the 2018 New York City Center cast recording of Songs for a New World, just to give you a flavour of the utterly brilliant music in this show. Honestly, though, I have well and truly fallen in love with this musical, wholly because of this Isolation concert that I saw last year, so I would definitely recommend giving it a watch. As I said, Songs for a New World will be available to watch online from stream.theatre from Sunday the 21st of February to Sunday the 28th of February, and you can get tickets by following the link here in the post. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. I will be back again next Sunday, first of all with Showtime live from 6pm on urn1350.net, and then right here straight after that at 7pm next Sunday with another spotlight on to let you know exactly what you should be watching from the world of virtual theatre. Because, as we say, the Showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.